This is KUT. In Austin this week, Energy Secretary Rick Perry said the DOE is working on a plan to subsidize coal and nuclear power in the name of national security. While the details are scarce, the idea has been the subject of speculation and criticism from energy experts, environmentalists, and grid operators. What could it mean for Texas? KUT's Mose Bushell reports.
A lot of the people I talked to about the plan sounded kind of like this. Exasperated. This voice belongs to Joshua Rhodes. He does research for UT Austin's Energy Institute.
I don't know why they're doing this.
The administration says keeping coal and nuclear plants online is good for national security because they keep their fuel on site.
But that does not necessarily mean that you will always be able to use that fuel. We actually saw during Harvey that some piles of coal got so wet they were no longer able to be used. We've seen coal piles freeze over.
Here in Texas, a few coal plants recently shuttered. Two others appear to be in trouble. Rhodes says there's a chance under the plan things could turn around for those plants.
I could see how they might be pushed back into the market.
What would happen then?
It would be very disruptive to everyone's operations.
Before joining Rice University's Center for Energy Studies, Michael Marr spent 30 years at ExxonMobil.
It really changes the rules on which investments have been made, especially, I guess, renewables near term, but any new gas facilities and existing gas facilities, too.
As one reason, oil and gas interests oppose the rule along with wind, solar, and environmental groups. Now, I did find one person who supports the plan. Bryn Kelly is an energy market analyst in New York. She points out that Texas electric generation capacity will be pretty tight this summer. She says it might not be if retired coal plants were helped back online.
A diversified fleet is a good idea.
But that's not the way the grid works, says Samantha Gross. Gross works on energy security with the Brookings Institution. She says by propping up coal, the government risks pushing other generators offline.
Possibly more economic, and most likely gas plants would run less.
And adding more coal means adding to pollution and greenhouse gas emissions.
This is actually an action that would increase emissions and increase costs. It's running both of those actions the wrong direction.
One of the reasons Gross and others say the proposal feels more like it's motivated by politics than by smart policy. Mose Bushell, KUT News.